7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. We begin our review of understanding the past, putting it into perspective, looking forward to the new year. It's the 29th of December, Thursday, on Good Day. A lot of people are talking, as usual, about a lot of different things. And our job is to support that, Jennifer. We're here to support conversation, information. What's the big deal? What are the big deals? 800-510-8255. I want to keep that number handy. Or if you want to comment, you can send email to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. It's faster probably to go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and get to us that way. The impact of Fukushima. One of the things that came out of Fukushima was people learned how to pronounce Fukushima.
Fukushima. And that's fun to say, too, isn't
it? Fukushima. It is. It's a lot of fun because you think, wow, this is like a Bill Maher tweet. Fukushima. Get away with that. You get right down to brass tacks, not so good results, obviously. It wasn't fun. It isn't funny what's happened over there. Now we have a lot of problems. Scientists trying to figure out why scores of seals have washed ashore up in Alaska. Those of you who live in Alaska, what's the story? You got any insight for us? 800-510-8255. There are some that are dead, some suffering from mysterious diseases. They have irritated skin, hair loss, lesions, which is a symptom of radiation poisoning. Scientists are worried that it might have come from this plant in Japan. No sign of elevated radiation. You know, the government has been doing a good job of monitoring the water off the coast here in California. There were people who were saying there was junk washing ashore in Northern California anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anybody see any of that? 800-510-8255. How would you react, Jennifer? You were walking up and down. We have beautiful beaches here in Southern California. I'm about a block from a beautiful beach. Love this beach. If a bunch of junk, trash, metal, wood, pieces of broken debris started washing up, we're talking about a lot of material. We're not talking about just a little bit here and a little bit there, like you see once in a while. But the beaches that have been hit by this have had tons and tons. And it's about the time, you know, it takes that long for stuff, if it's just coasting, to roll across the Pacific to get here. So if you were walking up and down the beach, would you be bummed out? Would you be weirded out? Would you be yelling, how would you react to that? What would you think?
I would automatically think in my head, radiation? No. Yeah, it would freak me out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we don't have... there's concern for sure. One of the things that's happened this past year more than at any other time... Remember the study about a month or so ago, or maybe it was more recently than that, where there was a suggestion as many as 14,000 premature deaths had taken place here, mostly among young babies, and that may be attributable to the fallout from Fukushima?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that can be proven? No. Is it something that can be suggested by the data? Yeah. Do we need to know that? That's a question. Is it something that you is that something you need to know? Yes, I think you do. What about you? Do you think you need to know that sort of thing? That's one of the debates that goes on all the time about some of the more serious. This is not considered a serious talk radio program, even though we talk about the issues of the day and the events of the day and people that folks are talking about. We try to have fun with the issues and stay away from politics and that sort of thing. But it's hard not to take this seriously when you get down to brass tacks.
Well, because we don't know the repercussions of what this means long term for us.
No.
You know, it's a little disheartening when you see dead animals wash up on any beach, especially when you've heard these rumors that things are washing towards the west coast of America.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
And it's not weird enough for me to think we need to get rid of nuclear stuff here, but as a California person where earthquakes happen all the time, yeah. It makes me really want them to make sure that everything's secure here.
What it does is bring you back around to thinking that we ought to find... there's nothing that's going to be perfect, nothing foolproof, no matter what you use, other than water. if and nobody seems to understand, I don't understand why it is we stopped using water power. To wit, the Hoover Dam has eight turbines. Ever been down into the bowels of the dam? Did you take that tour?
I have not. No, I've only seen it from the top.
Ah, it's wonderful. It's so it's kind of thrilling to watch the technology at work, but it's also interesting to understand and put into perspective how safe water power is. There's no downside to it. So why don't we use more of it? Why don't we have in many of our rivers, for example, up and down the Mississippi River or the Colorado River or some of our mighty rivers, the Ohio, Missouri, there are big rivers that could power lots and lots of electrical plants. I don't understand, and I honestly don't. Somebody may want to give us a buzz. Your opportunity is here to sound off on that as well. 800-510-8255. Why don't we? We hear all of these discussions about what we're going to do in the future. We've got to get rid of coal. Yep, coal's bad for the atmosphere. Yeah, you know, some of it is, some of it isn't. Some of it ought to be. We ought to use it for something if we can control what comes out of the smokestacks, and we've done a pretty good job of scrubbing the stuff that comes out of the stacks. But what's wrong with water? As a matter of fact, one of the things I learned in Israel is that they have a two-pronged approach, because small little country, and they have some nuclear power there. As a matter of fact, I think quite a bit of it. But they're working on one of the things that Israeli technology is working on is a desalinization plant that will make them independent, because their water now comes from other sources, and they don't trust necessarily the sources. Mm-hmm. So if you have a desalinization plant, there's all the water in the world, literally, at your fingertips. There have been a few. There was one built off of Jacksonville, I think, a while ago. And I think there was another one here on the West Coast, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, suck in the water from the ocean, get the salt out of it, and voila. How can it be any more difficult than drinking? What happens in Israel, a lot of the water is recirculated, every bit of water, everything from sewage, everything that comes out of the sky, it's all sent through a purifier, so that what you're drinking, for the most part in Israel, unless it's bottled water, is recycled water.
That's smart, though. As long as they're doing it the right way, that's really smart.
Right. Well, I mean, it creeps people out to think they're drinking somebody's urine, and that doesn't... If you think about it that way, it doesn't go down too well. If you don't think about it, this water's all been purified. Fine. But
you know. I think if it's been purified, it's okay.
I didn't hear what you said, Jen.
I said, I think if it's been purified, it's okay. I would try not to think about the urine thing.
Yeah, right. Imagine that over here. What kind of controversy would that bring up if we started that? But sooner or later...
It's okay. When you're in real trouble, you can actually keep drinking it until there's nothing left.
Yeah. You have to. You know, this is the real future. Think about this. As we think about the future, we're going to talk a lot about this past year over this time, and then tomorrow on the program we'll spend a lot of time talking about the future. But isn't the future understanding how we're going to feed? I think I said yesterday in the program at some point, when you look at the prognosis for the planet, and unless the birth rates are culled, the 7 billion that we're going to get to by the time, I think, what is it, 2045 or something, 140 years after that, if things keep going the way they are now, the population of the planet will double, and it'll destroy the planet cannot survive with 14 billion people on it, no matter how much land there is that's open in Arizona or any place else. Can't survive. Not enough water, not enough resources, not enough of anything. So even though it may not affect us in this moment, we certainly ought to be thinking about the future and what we're going to do in that scale and helping people provide themselves with water, which some people say in the next 40 years will be the cause for the next big war. Wow. David calls from Anchorage about the seals. I asked about that. David, thanks for your call. What do you know about the seals and their problems up there?
Oh, I really know most of it, I guess, from California. I was volunteering at a Sea Life Center in Santa Barbara there, and UCSB has one of the biggest marine biology departments in the United States, and pretty wise about such things. And they were having a huge seal die-off in California, but basically the same thing a couple of years ago, and they never did figure out why it was. But it's just, I think, just worked its way finally up to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, and I do remember that.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, I I'll tell you this, too. I just want to throw this in, just your last subject. I'm an environmentalist. I really am. But I know that we have technologies out there that really can solve most of our problems, including a strange technology called the Skywell, where you can pull water directly out of the air.
Really?
And these are exotic technologies, but they're doable. I mean, you could basically pull water out of the air in the middle of the Sahara Desert. It's completely doable.
The Skywell.
It's called a Skywell. There's other energy technologies out there too that I'm aware of too. Just because of.
So you think with a population of 14 billion people, we'd be okay?
I think we could probably, I rationally really do think we could probably hold 100 billion people.
100 billion? Wow.
Yeah.
How do you govern 100 billion people? How do 100 billion people govern themselves?
Well, I think that, that's how do we govern ourselves now?
Not well.
I think that
not well at all. So what a maybe people are learning to cope with things differently or better. That's part of the lessons, I guess, of moving forward. David, that's a great call. Thank you for sharing your experience. I'm going to do a little more research myself on that Skywell. That sounds like a fascinating concept, doesn't it?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Welcome to the Good Day program. Looking back at the year, some of the things that people are talking about then, if you will, and now. It's 19 after on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
The future is at hand. 800-510-8255. 21 after on Good Day.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts
discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Listens in Mount Vernon, Ohio, WMVO. Hi, Janice. How are you doing today?
I'm driving to work. It's
are you
raining.
Really? Are you grading papers?
It's raining.
No.
Raining.
How did you get from it's raining to you're grading your papers?
Maybe she was a teacher and she was on her way to school grading her
while she's driving in the rain.
Oh, Roberta. Well,
yeah. Safety first.
All right.
Keep them straight, Roberta.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
Good day. I read that younger kids nowadays can't even read the analog watches anymore. They can only read the digital ones. I was like, how are they going to report the locations of hot chicks in the future?
And the president of Iran, Mahmoud, I'm a nut job, you know, that guy with his little members only jacket, you know. You see what he said at the UN? He said, the future belongs to Iran. That's what he said. The future belongs to Iran. He would have elaborated, but he had a stoning he had to get to, so it's a little bit late.
The year in review from many different perspectives on the Good Day program, 800-510-8255. All right. Let's see how good your memory is and how closely you're paying attention
Uh-oh.
To what we are talking about. Jennifer, you're going to go
so early.
Richie
Uh-oh.
And his... the pop quiz is good for your brain.
Yeah.
Get the brain in gear before you go to work this morning or do whatever it is that you're going to do, even though this program is heard at a lot of different times during the day. It's a sort of a wake-up call for people in many different ways. All right, so let's see how good your memory is. The test of the emergency Brainiac system.
Bring it. I'm ready.
Bring it on, okay? This is for listeners only, Rich.
Okay.
Members only.
Oh,
you have to wear an I'm a dinner jacket. Members only. Dinner jacket.
I used to have one of those.
800. I did too, actually.
Yeah.
800, along with my polyester leisure suit.
You were an adult in the 80s. You
800-510-8255. A caller from Anchorage named David called us a few minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago. And we were talking because our focus here is on where we are now and sort of what's going to happen in the future. And there are all kinds of ways to look at the future. With hope, you maybe take out of, I wonder how we're going to be able to manage 14 billion people on the planet in a couple of hundred years. How much food is there going to be? We were talking about water and all that stuff. And he said that there was a new... this, and it sort of reminded me of the story of the carburetor. And I'm wondering whether somebody's going to take this technology and buy it and keep it from becoming part of what we use to save ourselves or make life better. At any rate, he used one word to describe this new technology of getting water, and I wonder if somebody can give us that one word for a swell prize. All right? 800-510-8255. Matter of fact, we'll give you some Food Supply Depot food. If you can tell us the one word caller David used to describe, well, that wasn't really, well, actually, the word does describe what the work is, right? Jennifer, you remember the word?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
So that word aptly describes what it is that this technology does.
Right.
If you can give us that one word, we will give you the prize. All right? 800-510-8255. How many other things like that do you think there are around technology. He said he was an environmentalist, probably involved in a lot of discussions and studies. There are some great magazines around now and great on the Internet, great sources of information about technology in the future. And it's pretty optimistic. He's very optimistic. He said he thinks the planet could hold 100 billion people. I don't even begin to understand how that might happen, but he may be smarter than me, not the rest of us, but me. What do you
think? We have so much unused space.
We do. What about the resources to grow? There was a discussion, and we'll have this, Richie, about the future of food with genetically modified stuff. You heard something this morning we'll bring into the discussion here in a few minutes. But just in general.
Gosh, and based on how well we're doing right now, is this giving thought that we'd add more to the mix?
Exactly. Ah, yes, the future. It's in our hands. 800-510-8255. Yes, and so are a lot of other things. For example, I have calluses in my hands. What about you? 28. I'm just looking at my hands. Look at all those lines there, too. Ooh.
Oh, gross.
28 past the hour. Good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you want to fly like a VIP, hiring an airport concierge service can often make the travel experience smoother and more streamlined. But is it worth it? The way these concierges work is that they help expedite the check-in process at the airport.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-NACY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the Good Day Gang, Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington.
Watch out.
Jennifer, yeah, look out.
Look out.
Look out for the wrong button and the spraying that's going on there.
Yeah, it is.
Clean things up there. Jennifer has no problem controlling what's in her environment. And she's gonna help
problem.
You control what's in your environment. Your mind is your environment. Your mental workshop is your environment. And realize, perhaps as you look to the new year, that you can build with that workshop, anything you want in it. And the teachings of Uri Geller and other people that are mentalists, helping you understand what you can do in your mind. Use that mind as a television set. Seal your fate for the future. Taste, believe, sense the mental blueprint for the future. What do you want? Are you beginning to build it right now as the year comes to a close? Don't wait till the new year. Start now. Have you decided what you want out of life? Will you think about that this weekend? I want to make my life better next year and begin to see those seeds take root. Hopefully they're not treated with Roundup, those seeds, or the other stuff that Monsanto
grows. Write them down. When you write down the seeds,
yeah,
it'll work.
Down the ideas.
Yes.
Exactly. 800-510-8255. So speaking of ideas, this is the theater of ideas. Love to discuss ideas and new things. If you're just joining us, one of the things we're talking about is the future. And what does the future hold for the immediate, let's say, next year or next 10 years, next 100 years or whatever? And in that discussion, we're talking about the number of people that are on the planet now, and then how many will there be in 200 years, and how many will there be in 400 years? And a gentleman called from Alaska who envisioned us being able to take care of 100 billion people on this planet. My mind doesn't go there. My mind, using the visualization technique that I was just talking about and dreaming about what 100 billion people would be like on this planet, is more of a nightmare unless we are able to utilize land better. You know, I guess in Japan, they utilize it. Many of the Asian countries that are very well, even in the Middle East, you see the same thing. As an example of having too many people and not enough land, they bury you on top of your neighbor.
I guess I agree with the caller saying, you know, I think we could do it. I think the Earth is a very adaptable thing, but do we want to do it?
Right.
A better question.
All right, that may be the question. 800-510-8255. Okay, so Mike's in Palm Springs. The technology the gentleman was talking about is called?
Skywell.
Very good.
What did you think of that, Mike, as you listened to him talking about Skywell? Getting water out of the air. What did you think? What went through your mind?
Well, was it raining
Yeah. There's always moisture in the air, though. Not much where you are in Palm Springs, that, to be sure. That's
no.
Pretty arid and pretty dry. But there are a lot of places, the Northwest is a good example, where there is lots of moisture. Humidity is high. It can be on the East Coast and in the Midwest in the summertime, very high humidity. So you could imagine if somebody's really clever how they could perhaps take a block of air and suck the moisture out of it. Yeah, if it was raining, it seems more obvious and easier, you know, just collecting a barrel. But that isn't what he was talking about. Think about it, though. What's your perception of the number of people who live on the planet now and how we take care of them and how it looks in the future if we were to go out as far as that gentleman suggested to 100 billion? What do you think the planet would be like?
Well, obviously a little crowded, but I don't know. What about the people that are going to be dying, too? You know, there's...
What do you mean? What are we going to do with them, or what? What's
well, no, but I mean, there's...
People dying off. Yeah, well, now we don't have there are more people...
Out.
Yeah, there are more people being born every year than there are dying. Not only, I mean, we've got close to zero population growth here, and we've still grown 4 or 5 million over the past 6 or 7 years. That's because we've got a lot of immigrants that are coming in, and unfortunately we're documenting more illegals than legals. There are in other places, though, Europe, for example. One of the things that has been a discussion by religionists is the impact of the Muslim growth and where the growth is coming. The European countries have been traditionally Christian, and they're not growing at all. Other areas of the world that have other religions, the Jewish religion... And you don't have to go any further than Israel to see this. What I thought was pretty significant about this past visit there a few weeks ago was the number of children that the really Orthodox Jews have. 8, 10, 12, 14 children in a family over there. And these, many of the people that populate Israel are Eastern Europeans. It is extraordinary to see the number of children that these families, the Hasidic Jews, the ones that are Orthodox, they think that the job of the woman is to be pregnant and have children, so they just keep popping them out. Now, if you take a look at what's going on in Pakistan and India, places like that, in China, they sort of have handled it by just, you know, euthanizing children, which isn't exactly the way most of the rest of the world looks at the handling that problem. But in terms of just sheer growth, where the growth is where the Muslim religion is. And so one wonders, okay, if you want to talk about or worry about religion that way, there is just something to be said about the strain of people that we now call Christians in Christianity versus those that are Muslim and how that will affect the world in 100, 200 years. It's fascinating stuff to sort of look ahead if you're a sociologist. Is great studying this sort of thing. But I'm curious as to what you think. If you come back, and I'm one who believes that you do come back, I think you live from life to life to life, your spirit comes back in different bodies. So let's say you're around here, you're around Palm Springs in 100 years from now. What do you think Palm Springs is going to look like in 100 years?
Well, I mean, I've been here since 1980, and matter of fact, the little town I lived in just north of Palm Springs, actually Desert Hot Springs, when I moved out here, there was like 3 four-way stop signs in town.
Not so much anymore.
No. You know, it's chock full of traffic lights now.
Yep.
You know, and so, I mean, you can definitely see it, you know, spreading out.
Are you near that piece of land that belongs to the Indians that people thought they owned their homes on it and they found out that they didn't? The Indians own the land?
Oh, yeah. They own, you know, quite a bit of the land.
Well, but when people are buying homes there, they were told, don't worry about it. We got a 99-year lease. You can own your home, and it's like you own the land under it. And then one of the chiefs said recently, we own this land, and we're going to decide what to do with it.
We want it back now.
Yeah, right. So everybody who's paid $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 for a home on top of land that doesn't belong to them, the home's become worthless.
Right, yeah.
Apparently that's being fixed.
Like all the casinos out here, too, you know?
Yeah, right.
All the Indian casinos. But, you know, hey, they're still, you know, a little upset over that Manhattan deal, so I don't blame them.
Hold on a second.
By the way, the Skywell Technologies, this Oasis thing, will work in Palm Springs.
How so, Richie?
It can't extract as much water as a humid place, like, say, here, example, in Virginia. But they say they can still pull water. I mean, they're using them in Africa.
They are using the Skywell technology in Africa now.
Yeah.
Really? How sweet is that?
Yeah, it's basically being used for humanitarian purposes right now, but they're looking at doing it, you know, where you can have a home unit
it explain how it works?
It doesn't. That's what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. Mike, you've done a good job. Hold on just a second. We'll take care of you. Richie, anybody else left from this? If William is there or some of these other callers that we had, I'm just curious as to how they see. Let me have William.
Let's talk to Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, and the same to you.
Thank you very much. What do you think? Where do you live?
I live in Citrus Heights, California.
Okay. So what do you think Citrus Heights, California is going to look like in 40, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years? How does the town grow? Is there enough resource there to feed everybody or make everybody live comfortably, do you think?
No.
So what happens?
Because we already are shortage of land and everything. It's growing so fast here in California.
But do we have to have a different concept so that instead of everybody lives on their own postage stamp piece of land and they have their house, do we build houses on top of one another?
Yes.
Big apartments.
Won't they just be hanging free like in the Jetsons?
That's right. We'll be living in the sky by then.
With diamonds.
Right.
Yeah.
That was Lucy. Yeah.
I agree with him. It's going to have to be an evolution of some type. A new science.
Yeah.
A new way of living.
Well, let's hope we're smart enough to be able to figure that out. Thanks for your call. And again, a happy new year. 800-510-8255. Bob in El Paso listening to one of my favorites, like the station in Palm Springs, KPSI, KTSM, been carrying this program for a long time. Hi, Bob. Happy New Year.
How's it going, sir?
All right, thanks.
The air towers that the guy was talking about, the reason why they did away with them was because they were so big and gaudy that nobody wanted them put down in California. But you forget that there's a whole new technology that a bunch of guys have been trying to get done, is the wave generators that go in the water off the shore of California, and the waves move the flaps back and forth and create power, and at the same time remove the salt from the water so that they can use the water. It's like a giant desalinization plant that the byproduct of it is free power.
Yeah, so it has two purposes. Wow, that's genius, isn't it? Huh?
That's cool.
That is very cool.
And they stopped them because they said it interferes with the sea life.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see how that holds in another few years.
The food problem?
Yeah.
Stop paying farmers for not growing.
Well, let's clarify who farmers are. I'm a farmer. I'm not paid for the family farmer, the farmer that made America great. Yeah, the big corporate farms are ripping us off like you wouldn't believe. And they don't deserve
it. The answer to them is Soylent Green.
Yeah, so that's, remember that movie, yeah. All right, Bob, have a happy new year. Thanks for your contribution to the program. Speaking of contributions, Ben Franklin said on New Year's Eve, 1754, work as if you were to live 100 years, pray as if you were to die tomorrow.
That's pretty good.
Smart guy.
Thank you about that. 15 before the hour. Speaking of smart guys, Richie, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a minute with a daily dose of important medical information for you here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It's the new year, that time of year when many smokers try to quit. Yet almost 95% of smokers who quit without assistance do not reach their one-year anniversary. Brad Lamb, an intervention specialist and founder of the Change Institute, says quit smoking programs like the new Blueprint to Quit program, available exclusively at Walmart, can increase a smoker's chances of quitting successfully.
I know from personal experience that quitting smoking is hard, and without support it can be extremely tough. Smokers need help to overcome the physical cravings and learn how to change the behavior that comes along with smoking. So with Blueprint to Quit, smokers get access to 24/7 online support, resources through QuitNet. It includes trained experts in a variety of quitting materials and self-assessment tools. You put that with nicotine replacement therapy, and you'll help with the cravings and withdrawal symptoms that are associated with quitting smoking.
Visit walmart.com/blueprint to quit for more information. I'm John Dridden.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Time now for our daily visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert on the Good Day program, doing research, finding out what the big stories are of the day in terms of medical news. A study of teen obesity leads to some interesting conclusions, Ken.
You look around, you wonder why all your teenagers' friends are much more overweight today than they were when we were kids. And out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week, we learned that it seems to have some relationship to the mother and the child's relationship when they're infants. Poor infant-mom relationships, much higher role of obesity when the kids are age 15.
So teenage obesity.
But moms, don't blame yourselves for everyone. This isn't the only cause, but it's a significant relationship.
So the father's not involved, it's the mother.
Well, the fathers are very important, but in this they found this relationship.
All right, good news for those of you who love and enjoy and are surrounded by music.
You may want to ask your dentist to add some music to his office. This is out of the journal Pain. Losing yourself in music, Doug, really may help take the sting out of a root canal or other painful medical procedures, especially if you're feeling anxious about it.
Yep. You know, there are a lot of dentists who are now advertising. They'll put you to sleep. I don't know how advised. How do you get somebody's mouth open
if they're asleep? Sedation dentistry.
Yeah, that's a big new trend, isn't it?
It is.
All right, here's
but
a new
careful.
Blood.
Make sure the person knows what they're doing, and they can resuscitate you if you don't wake up.
Right, yeah, I mean, if you're under anesthesia, so that's what it is. You put you under anesthesia, right?
Hello, Michael Jackson. Sleep.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Take a pill and go to sleep.
Aye. All right, here's a new blood test, which is interesting because heart folks like you, Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, will probably use this a lot, right?
This is real hope out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. There's a new blood test for diagnosing a heart attack. A heart attack is permanent damage to the heart muscle. Sometimes we can't tell that you're having a heart attack. You have some symptoms. Your EKG doesn't tell us definitely. And we do a blood test that we have now. And sometimes it takes a long time, several hours for it to be abnormal. Sometimes it's not so sensitive to a small heart attack. This troponin I, very sensitive troponin I, is big hope for diagnosing heart attacks. Hopefully it'll be in ER soon.
Dr. Jack was on, who's talking about prevention of Alzheimer's using taking a lot of vitamin C, even and D and B, and even vitamin E. There are a lot of stuff on Alzheimer's, the study we were talking about earlier this week, right?
Well, you need some more research on that. But too much vitamin E by supplement can actually damage the circulation,
yeah, get
especially
it by,
the heart.
He said get it by eating grains and that sort of
Leecher.
Thing. Yeah. All right, the doctor presently on duty is Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. 29th, the last day that we'll have to visit with each other is tomorrow in the year 2011. And then think how exciting it'll be when we're together.
We can say see you next year tomorrow.
Yeah, wow, that'll be new and exciting.
Dorks.
Say hi to Bobby. Hi. Everybody say hi to Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. And Walter.
Hi, Walter.
And right. Devin.
Devin.
Hi, Devin.
And to Matt.
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
And to Vasileros. Just listeners that we're hearing from, thank you for listening to the Good Day program. Time now for our fix on what doesn't seem to be fixable. That is some of the new technology. I don't understand how to fix it. I don't know how to make it work. Last night in the car, yesterday, Richie, you appreciate this.
Yeah.
I took Charlotte and Frankie for their yearly checkup with a vet,
mm-hmm.
and Frankie had a malignant something or other in his mouth and his teeth. So the doctor had to put him under for a couple of hours and clean out this, this thing, this ugly thing.
That'll kill a dog.
Is he okay?
Right. Yeah, it seems to be. But when he came back, he was so spaced out.
Lethargic.
He was sitting in the back seat of the car with his head against the side of the window and his just drool coming out of his mouth.
Aww.
And so I was trying to take a picture.
Make fun of him while he's down.
And I couldn't make. I said to Megan, "You taught me how to use it. I can't quite figure out how to use it again."
Anyway, you have to use it a lot. That's how you figure out how to
use it.
Right. Hey, I'm going to tell you the coolest story after we listen to Shelley Palmer about my sister-in-law's stolen iPhone at the mall.
Okay. First, though, as Richie suggested, Shelley Palmer here. One of the things in the focus, Microsoft announcing that its marketplace for smartphone apps now contains around 50,000 applications. Wowie zowie. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix customer satisfaction was among the lowest in a survey conducted among holiday shoppers. After raising prices and considering splitting the company in two, the company's rating dropped a record 7 points to 79 out of 100. Meanwhile, Amazon.com finished with the highest rating for the 14th time in a row. In other news, if you're a Verizon Wireless customer and experiencing problems with your 4G service, you're not the only one. Verizon experienced its third service outage this month, affecting 4G data subscribers across the United States. The company is investigating the complaints, and all other service should remain unaffected. And finally, Microsoft announced that its marketplace for smartphone apps now contains around 50,000 applications. The Windows Phone marketplace grew in size faster than Android's, and with that many apps, buying a Windows phone is becoming a more attractive option. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusion supply.
Hey, who'd have thought Macy's is having an end-of-the-year sale?
Miracle.
No.
Wow.
Woo-hee. All right, so check this out.
Yes, sir.
My sister-in-law is at the mall with her three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one's iPhone gets stolen.
Ooh.
They walk to the Apple store, and there is a service on your iPhone that you can use to track your iPhone.
Hmm.
They started tracking it. They were sending text messages to the people who stole the phone saying that we are tracking you. They dumped the phone at the Lord and Taylor's, and they went and got the phone back. They were able to track it down to like
cool.
5 feet. Isn't that something?
That really is.
Go to the Apple Store and play detective for your own stolen iPhone.
Wow. And kind of fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
My wife just uses it to track me, but...
Yeah.
Smart woman.
Maybe that's why I don't have... I ought not to have an iPhone.
Yeah,
maybe that's the
boy.
Reason not to have an iPhone.
Well, you have to turn that service on for it to work.
Okay. Speaking of turn-ons, it's the Good Day program. You have to... You can leave us on. We'll be back in a few moments.